my brain, it goes all slow when I'm thirsty.
They are totally unable to be seen, and a longy way out, said Lord Vetinari solemnly. He looked up. Oh, I am sorry, he said. I'm sure I can find someone to give you a cool, refreshing drink. Foul old Ron coughed. It had sounded like a perfectly sincere offer, but somehow he was suddenly not at all thirsty.
Don't let me keep you, then. Thank you so very much, said Lord Vetinari. Yes?
Nothing.
Very good. When Ron had buggerummed down the stairs, the patrician tapped his pen thoughtfully on the paper and stared at the wall. The pen kept bouncing on the word free. Finally, he rang a small bell. A young clerk put his head round the door.
Ah, Drumnot, said Lord Vetinari. Just go and tell the head of the Musicians' Guild he wants a word with me, will you?
Mr. Cleet is already in the waiting room, your lordship, said the clerk.
Does he by any chance have some kind of poster with him?
Yes, your lordship.
And is he very angry?
This is very much the case, your lordship. It's about some festival. He insists you have it stopped.
Dear me.
And he demands that you see him instantly.
Ah. Then leave him for, say, 20 minutes, then show him up.
Yes, your lordship. He keeps saying that he wants to know what you are doing about it.
Good. Good. Then I can ask him the same question.
The patrician sat back. Si non confectus, non reficiat. That was the motto of the Vetinaris. Everything worked if you just let it happen. He picked up a stack of sheet music and began to listen to Salami's Prelude to a Nocturne on a Theme by Bubbler. After a while, he looked up.
Don't hesitate to leave, he snapped.
The smell slunk away.
Squeak!
Don't be stupid. All I did was frighten them off. It's not as though I hurt them. What's the good of having the power if you can't use it?
The death of rats put his nose in his paws. It was a lot easier with rats. Rats had featured largely in the history of Ankh-Morpork. Shortly before the patrician came to power, there was a terrible plague of rats. The city council countered it by offering 20 pence for every rat tail. This did, for a week or two, reduce the number of rats, and then people were suddenly queuing up with tails. The city treasury was being drained, and no one seemed to be doing much work. And there still seemed to be a lot of rats around. Lord Vetinari had listened carefully while the problem was explained, and had solved the thing with one memorable phrase which said a lot about him, about the folly of bounty offers, and about the natural instinct of Ankh-Morporkians in any situation involving money. Tax the rat farms. C.M.O.T. Dibbler often did without sleep too. He generally had to meet Chalky at night. Chalky was a large troll but tended to dry up and flake in daylight. Other trolls looked down on him because he came from a sedimentary family and was therefore a very low-class troll indeed. He didn't mind. He was a very amiable character. He did odd jobs for people who needed something unusual in a hurry and without entanglements and who had clinking money. And this job was pretty odd.
Just boxes, he said. With lids, said Dibbler, like this one I've made, and a bit of wire stretched inside.
Some people would have said why or what for, but Chalky didn't make his money like that. He picked up the box and turned it this way and that.
How many? He said. Just 10 to start with, said Dibbler, but I think there'll be more later. Lots and lots more. How many is 10? Said the troll.
Dibbler held up both hands, fingers extended.
I'll do them for $2, said Chalky.
You want me to cut me own throat?
$2. $1 each for these and $1.50 for the next batch. $2. All right. $2 each. That's $10 the lot, right? Right. And that is cutting me own throat.
Chalky tossed the box aside. It bounced on the floor and the lid came off.